decent, I guess, scouting report on what happens here. Have you given any thought to talking to other kickers, either in this division or otherwise, who've kicked here?
Yes, I've talked to them, and, you know, just, you know, I guess I wanted the first impression to be mine, not somebody else's.
Okay.
Just because I've kicked in a lot of different conditions and a lot of different stadiums, and, you know, I don't like to overthink it. I just like to see it because it's different every day, and, you know, I just like to feel it out. And so, yeah, every day is a little different in there, and but it's been a great learning experience this whole spring.
And you're no stranger to bad weather. I've kicked in Seattle as long as you did. So do you feel like you come in with a certain sense of preparedness that maybe not every kicker coming in here might have?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's 90% mental. Just kicking in general, let alone kicking in the wind. It's just another factor. There's snow, there's bad fields, there's tons of factors that we deal with as kickers, and just clearing your mind mentally and just going out there and doing the same thing, whether it's in a gale, you know, windstorm, or whether it's calm and in a dome, it's really the same thing, and you just have to approach it with the same mindset. It's never easy, even if you're kicking in a dome or kicking downwind. There's no gimmies. You know, you gotta go in with the same focus for everything, and you know, and there's such a thing as over preparing. There's such a thing as trying too hard, and you know, so I try to, you know, make sure that I prepare properly, but I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be over preparing, you know, trying too hard, because I think that's not best for your mental state either.
And then just operationally, you know, you come here in the off season, your snapper's new, your holder's new. Maybe just shed some light on that for the fans in terms of the time it takes to nail all that down. I mean, you're all professionals, but still in all, there's a symbiosis that's kind of got to operate there, right?
Yeah, definitely. It took a couple days in training camp to kind of get comfortable. You know, we had the summer off, you know, not working together as a unit. And, you know, in the spring, it took a couple weeks to get used to each other. And but, yeah, I mean, can't say enough good things about Colton and Reed. They've been doing amazing. And, yeah, Reed's a young guy, and but he's great in this league already. He's going to be a great snapper for us.
And then just with Colton, do you have to kick? I mean, there's a certain way you like the ball tilted, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So is it easy for him? Is it proven easy for him to adjust to that? And
yeah.
Get it where you like it?
Yeah, he's doing a good job with that. And, you know, we change it a little bit depending on the wind conditions. If the wind's strong from right to left, you know, we might lean it a little more vertical since I'm a righty kicker. And if it's strong left to right, if it's strong left to right, we might lean it a little more vertical. If it's strong right to left, we might lean it a little into the wind. Just get the ball to go straighter through the wind.
And then, I mean, going into the season, I mean, you still got 2-3 season games, but just do you feel like everything is pretty much where you want it operationally, not just with,
yeah,
you, but with the whole thing?
Yeah, we're always working on things and trying to improve, but yeah, we're not doing big overhauls right now. We're just working on fine tuning. Yeah.